here and talking to churches throughout the world. And we bless you because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. O sacrament most holy,
O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving, hear every moment of time.
Jesus, I live for thee. Jesus, I die for thee. Jesus, I'm dying in life and in death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
The everlasting God has in his wisdom foreseen from eternity the cross he now presents to you as a gift from his inmost heart. This cross he now sends you, he has gazed at with all his knowing eyes, understood with his divine mind, tested with his divine justice, warmed with his loving arms, and weighed with his own hands to see that it is not 1 inch too large, not 1 ounce too heavy for you. He has blessed it with his own holy name, anointed it with his grace, perfumed it with his consolation, taken one last glance at you and your courage, and then sent it to you from heaven, a special greeting from God to you, an alms of the all-merciful love of God. That is your cross. Your autobiography and mine is recorded in the flesh of Jesus Christ on the cross. The parchment is his skin drawn taut. The ink is his blood. Those nails through the hands, all of our sins of grasping and selfishness and self-centeredness and self-absorption. The nails in the feet, all the time you and I have wandered away from the will of God to do our own thing. I gotta be me. The spear through his side, all of our sinful lusts, our wayward heart. Scripture has some very strong expressions here. He was reckoned among sinners. He was reckoned a sinner. He became sin. Can you think of a stronger expression than that in the history of the world? That Almighty God became sin. So much did he identify with us. And I'm sure that's one of the reasons, at least, why he submitted to baptism at the hands of John the Baptist, to identify with us completely. And he's God. What a wonderful God we have. And when he entered the waters of the Jordan, he thereby sanctified all subsequent waters of baptism to take away that original sin. And never, ever underestimate what that sin has done for you and for me. Although our own sin compounds our own suffering, we bring a lot on ourselves too because of our own personal sinfulness. And that's why if we could eliminate sin with the help of the sacrament of penance on a regular basis, like once a month, to receive the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, even every day if you have the chance to do it, preparing yourself properly, making a decent thanksgiving afterwards, and by growing in the love of God. That's what he wants from us. And we could eliminate so much of our own personal suffering if we would do that. Suffering really comes from sin. That is not the original intent of our God. No. Sin.